Gemara says, Hachinami, if so, Haina time at Lagvia. That's the same reason why you don't collect over here also. Midlakosabla, since you didn't write it, he didn't write, Oisifas Lachon Meyamasayim. Since you didn't say, I'll add 100 onto 200. His Lachuloi Achuloi Achiltele Shibudi Kama. What you meant to do is, you meant to take away to Michael the first Shibut. So even in the star of 300 also, you meant to be Michael the first Shibut.
In other words, like Rashi says, Midulai Kosa, since you didn't write in this star of 300, that Yosifus lo Meya Masayim, like why didn't you write, I'm going to add 100 onto 200? Elo Kosa Zman Shein Luchol HaSholosh Meis, but rather you wrote a second Zman for all the $300. Foloi Belosh and Meisif, Alashtar, you didn't write it like you're adding onto the Shtar Varishan. Shemamina, we see from here, what was your Kavona? That Achilta Lishibudi Kama. You meant to be Moichel the first Shibut. If you want to collect the second star of 300, the whole $300 here you can only collect from the second Zman. But a regular Toysis on a regular Ksuba. A regular Toysis is you write in the star true, I owe you 200. But I'm adding on to it whatever more I want to. So there we say, there Rav Huna said that the first 200 that you get from B'shas Erison, and the Tosefes that you get from later on B'shas Nesuyin. Over there we have two different Zmanim. But over here where you wrote the whole Shtar is $300, you meant to say like this. You wrote of these two Shtaris, these two Ksubas, you meant to tell it like this. If you want to use the Shtar of $200, that one you can collect from B'shas Erison at the beginning. But if you want to collect the second star that says 300, the whole thing you can only collect from the second Zman. Therefore, here it's different to regular Ksuba, but that's why here there's no kasha on Rav Huna. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this last Gemara again with Hashem on the next tape. It just mem gimel amid beit. Just last Gemara we'll go over again. Last Gemara was, the shayla was, or migva me'emas gavim. When do you collect the Ksuba? Is Omar Afune mono Mosayim in Erison. The Ikiksuba by mono bana mono Mosayim by Ibsula is you collect it in Erison. Collecting it means Mishubodim. That if the husband had Nechosim and he sold his Nechosim, so if he sold them even after Erison, they're Mishubid for the Ksuba. Vitoisefis, what you might have on the Ksuba Minanasuyin. That's first Chal the Shibud Minanasuyin. Before Nesuyin, it's not Chal the Shibud. Afilu the ikak sub is also the shibris first chal min anasuyin, not from erison. Now, Marzakash miyam rafun hachi is the truth of Rafuna said like this: that what is the difference? The mono masayim is min erison, and the toisves is min anasuyin. Is it true? I've itnu learned like this: hoytziyu olav shteik subis. Let's say like a man wrote his wife two subis, and later when he gives her a get, she comes with both of them. And she only has the right to collect one of them. We'll soon see the reason why. Now, achas shel masayim v'achas shel shalosh meis. One ksub is set 200 in it, and one set 300 in it. Now, v'yomer Rav Huna said like this: Bosa ligvois masayim goyve mizman rishon. If she's coming to collect the 200, she collects from the first man, poshim and erison. Shalosh meis, if she wants to collect the second ksuba, the other ksuba that says 300 in it, is goyvim zman sheni. She only collects from the second zman, the zman that says in that star, or minanasuyin. That's what Rav Huna said. Now the kasher is, why? V'yim isiv, you hold like Rav Huna, that the ikirak ksuba, the 200, you collect min erison. It's only the tosefes, the extra 100, that you collect from the second zman. So here, Tigva Mosa, even if she uses the $300 ksuba, is the Chura Tigva Mosaim Zman Rishon. She should collect 200 from the first man, because that's the Ikra ksuba. Umeyam Zman Sheni, and the last $100 she should collect from the second man. How come Rav Huna says here, all 300 she only collects from the second man? Why? You're telling me now, the Ikra ksuba you get Mizman Rishon from Erison. Someone says here it's different. Well, the time, according to you anyway, it's Akasha here. Tigva chomish meyus. She should collect for altogether 500. Why doesn't she collect both ksubis? Chomish meyus. Kulam. Mosayim Mizman Rishin, and plus Meya Mizman Sheni. Let's look as if the Ksuba that has 200, that's the Ikara Ksuba. That she gets from the first man. And the one that says 300, that's like a Tosfos, what you added on more than the Ksuba really should be, and that you should get from the second man. Ella, what do you have to answer? What you have to answer is, Chomesh Meyos my timer like Viyakam, she doesn't collect the complete 500, because keep on the low cost of law. Since you did not write in the Ksuba like this, Tzvisi, like I want to do for you, v'yaisifas lachot los meya masayim, that I want to add 300 onto the 200 that I already owe you. Since he didn't say like that, like if he meant to give a 500, he should have said like this, that I'm giving you 200, and I'm adding on another 300. Since he didn't say like that, hochi komalo, this is what he meant to tell her, when he gives her the two ksubis, that im izman rishin gvias, if you want to collect from the first man, Gviya Masayim, you'll only collect the ksuba of 200. Like, I'm not giving you 500. I'm giving you either 200 from the first man from Erisin. Now, im is man sheni gviyas, if you want to do me a favor, I can only collect from the second man, from the Nesuyin, then Gviya Tlosameya, then you have a right to use the second shtar, the second ksuba, which is 300. But he did not mean to make the complete 300 a Tosefes. And it is ksuba. So I tell you, Hochinama, the same sphere applies to Yotir also. Even the second ksuba that says 300 in it, Haino Taimad Lagviya, you know why he doesn't collect the third 300? Me the Lakosablo, he didn't write in that ksuba. Oisifas Lacho Meya Masayim. Since he did not write in the second ksuba, that listen, this 300 is a pshat, I'm adding on 100 to the original 200. If he would have wrote like that, true, then Rav Huna would agree that the 200 you get Mizman Rishon from Erisin, and the 100 Tosefes you get from the Nesuyin. But since he didn't write like that, but rather he wrote the whole thing in one shtar 300, is a pshat achulay achilta l'shibudi kama. What he meant to say is a svar like we just said, that if you want to collect from the first shibud, use the 200 dalek ksuba. But if you don't want to use the 200, you want to collect the 300, I'm telling you there's one thing that you're going to lose out on. By using the $300 ksuba, you're only going to be able to collect all 300s mishibuda basra from the second zman, and not mishibuda kama. He meant to say, like, here I'm being meichel the first shibud. That's why here it's different. Because he didn't say I'm giving you 100 for Tosefes. He just said 300. So 300 mean here, all 300 have the exact same halacha. That if we want to use this shtar of the 300, you're only going to collect from the second zman, not from the first zman. But usually, if you have only one ksuba, and in that ksuba you made a tosefes, you added what you add onto the ksuba, that you collect mizman sheni, from the nesuyin. But the ikra ksuba, that you're supposed to collect mizman rishon, from the erisin. Omamar, before we just say like this, Iboye bahai gviya, Iboye bahai gviya. Where a husband gave his wife metchila two ksubis. One was 200 and one was 300. So she has the right to collect whichever one she wants. In both, we said, have two different inim. The 200 one you get meshubadim from the first man. And the 300 you only get meshubadim from the second man. But you have your choice, whichever one you want you could use. Is the chura lema pligin Rav Nachman. This din of Rav Huna should argue on Rav Nachman. Why? The Yomer of Nachman, said, Shnei shtoros. Hayyotzim. Vizeachazer. Whenever a man gives out two shtaros. Like the Moshe, you sold your house to Reuven. And you gave Reuven a shtar for Nisan. And then you gave him a second shtar for Ir. So since you gave him two shtaros on the exact same land, what we say is, Rav Nachman says, Bittel sheni yeserishin. By giving the second shtar, what you meant to say is, the first shtar you don't want to use anymore. Chvesh, you agree that it was Mazuyev. It was forged. It wasn't a good star. And you mean to tell him, I want you to use only the second star. That's Rav Nachman Svara. Sechur over here also. If you gave her two ksubis, one was written 200, and the later Zman you wrote one for 300, the 300 one should be Mavato, the first one. And you should not be able to use the first ksuba anymore, but only the second ksuba. Like Rav Nachman says here, if you give two shtaris on the exact same property, so the second one is good, the first one's no good. So Gemara says, no, it's not kasha. I'll tell you no. Lav meyitmer Allah, didn't we learn on this? That Omar Rav Papa said, Umayde Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman agrees, the Oisiv Vedikla, that when he wrote the second star, he added a little bit more. Like when I'm selling my property, I added one more palm tree. The Yosef Bodikla is L'Toysefes Kasvei. The reason why he wrote a new shtar, not because he wanted to be Mavatol, get rid of the first one, but rather only because he wanted to add something more. But in case we're adding, then both shtaros are good. So I'll tell you, Hachinam, the same thing over here also. Ho'esiv lo midi, he added to it. The first ksuba was only $200. And now he gave her a second ksuba of $300. So the second ksuba had something added to it, since something was added to it, therefore we say, it's a good shtar. That he's not being mevatel the first shtar, but he's saying both are good. The first one is for 200, and the second one I'm adding something more than the first one to give you 300, therefore both shtaros are good. Gufa, before we learn like this, Amar Rav Nachman said, Shnei shtaros, hayotzim b'zeh achazer, when you give the same person, the same moicha, when you sell your property, you give the same lekeach, two shtaros, with two different dates, one after another, bitul sheni esarishin. The second star is like the mavato takes away the first star. You don't use the first star anymore. Now, Amar Rav Papa, Papa said, though, Moedir Rav Nachman, Nachman agrees, though, the Yosef Bodiklu Lutaisus Kasvei, that if you add something more to it, in the second star, so Mela, it's a good star, the first one's also good. You meant the second one not to be mavato, the first one, but to add onto it. So more explains like this now. What's going to be pshita for sure? Rishon b'mecha v'sheni b'matana is liyafas koichu the cost of lay. Let's say you wrote your friend Reuven first the shtar mechira, just to say you're selling Reuven your house, and then 2 months later you wrote him up another shtar, and the second shtar said you're giving your house for a present to Reuven. That was the second shtar. So pshita, the second shtar is not mevato the first shtar. But rather the second star is liyafus. You want to give him something better than the first star. You're giving him better strength. What does that mean? The mishum dina d'va mitzvah. Because the loch of dina d'va mitzvah means the neighbors. Va mitzvah means if you have a property, and right near your property, somebody else owns property. So when you sell your property, they have the rights to say they want to buy it. Since they're the neighbors, they have a right to complain. You have no right to sell to somebody else. I want you to sell to me. I want that property. I'm the neighbor. For me, it's all gain. It's a double property for me. So if you sell your property, it's called a loch of dina d'va mitzvah. The neighbors have a right to complain. You have to sell to me. But if you give it away for a present, there's no dina d'va mitzvah. When you give away your house for a present, you can do what you want. You can tell the neighbors, I don't want to give you a present. I don't want to give you my house for a present. I have my good friend, Chaim Yankel, here. I want to give Chaim Yankel a present. So if you give it to him, a terrorist, a present, then the neighbors can't complain to say they want it. So that, therefore, the second star here gives you more power. So therefore, when he wrote here the second star, it's not being mavato the first star. The first star is still a good star. He's only adding with the second star, star matono, that the neighbors can't take it away from you. The choshchen, and for sure, what's going to be if reshaim the matono? The first star, first you say you gave your friend the star matana, that you're giving him your house for a present. V'sheni b'mecher. Then a month later you wrote up another star, a star mechira, telling your friend, I'm selling you my karka. The Armina would say like this, Mishum dino de bachoiv, who the kosov came. You're doing it because dino de bachoiv. A bachoiv means when I sell you my property, it's like this. And then let's say I owe money to people, and I don't have any money to pay them, so they have a right to come and collect the karka away from you. That's called my bachovis. My bachovis, if I lent money from somebody last year, and I'm supposed to pay him back now. So if I sell my house to somebody else, those people that I borrowed the money from, the bachovis, has the right to come and take away the house from the lekeach, the one that bought it. Now, if I only gave it to the person for a present from Matano, when my bachovis is taken away from him, he lost out. He can't get anything from me. I didn't sell it to you. You didn't give me any money for it. I gave it to you for a present, okay? Now they took it away from you. You have no complaints against me. But if the shtar says that I sold it to you, then the loch is, if my bachovis come and take it away from you, you have a right to get your money back. Like you paid me money for the house. You paid me money on achrayis that you'll be able to keep the house. If somebody comes now, my bachov comes and says that I owe him money, and therefore they have a right to take the house away from you, the svari, as Achrayah says, that I have to pay you back. So you gain on a shtar mechira. If you have a shtar mechira on the house, if a baal chayv comes and takes the house away from you, you go back to the meicher and say, give me back my money. So therefore, if the first shtar was a shtar matana, and the second shtar was a shtar mecher, pshita, that's also a good shtar. You mean to add on rights that if you could, the baal chayv takes away from you, you come and collect the money. Ela, what are we talking about? Ishneim b'mecher, shneim b'matona. In the case where both shtaros were the exact same thing, that first you sold it to him in Nisan, and then in Iyar you gave him another star. Whereas first you gave it to him for a present, and then you gave him to him another star with a second present. Is then we say the svar of Nachman Svar is vitul shen yeserishim, that the second star has been mavata the first star. Since you're given a second one, you're showing us the first star is not usable. Now, my timer, what's the reason why can't you use the first star? So it's a machlekes. Rafram Omar, Ema Oduya Oidelei. The fact you're writing a second star now, you're like admitting that first star was written, was forged. The owner itself, since he goes to write a second star now, you're admitting that it was forged. That's called Oduya Oidelei. You're agreeing, right, the first star was forged. It's not usable. That's one svara. Rav Acha, Rav Acha says no. Eimar achule achle lishibudi. All he meant to do is he wants to be moichel lishibud. That's all he wants to do. He's not really saying the first star was forged. He's only saying the shibud, yeah, from the first star, I don't want you to have the rights to use that shibud anymore. I'm giving you a second star now that you could use the shibud only from the second star. In other words, only from the fields I sold after the second zman. But from the first zman, you don't have it anymore. So Morris says, my benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? Whether the pshat, the second star, the owner is saying, I agree, the first star was forged, or whether it wasn't forged, you're just saying you don't want the shibur of the first one to be chal. Now the difference is all like this. Aruya sadi. First of all, do we have a right to say the first edim are like false? It'd be Marish Torah. Because if you say the pshat is the second star is saying that the first star was forged, so we know who the Edom are, and that star, Yaruya Asadi, Rasha Zachsum and Barishoin, Lerafram Sulim. Now we say the Edom are signed the first star, the Psulim, the Apostle Edis, they are. And the Rabacha Ksherim, according to Rabacha, there's nothing wrong with those Edom. The only pshat is just that he was Moichel now, the Shibud, but the Edom, Akashar Edom, there's nothing wrong with the Edom. That's one nafkamina vaita. Or else, lishlume peri. Who has to pay back the peris for in between? Let's say in between the first star and the second star, the lakeach ate the peris. So according to Rafram, that the first star was forged, so it's not a mechir at all. So the one that bought it has to pay back the owner for the peris he ate in between the time of the first star and the second star. Because the second star was the real mechira. But according to Rav Acha, the first star is also a good star mechira. I sold it to you. It's only a svara of the shibud. You don't have the shibud from the second zman, from the first one, only from the second zman. So therefore, the fruits that the new owner ate in between, he has a right to keep. Ulataska, who are then the shalos who pays the taxes on the karka. He will look like Rafram, that by writing a second star, you're telling us the first star was forged. It was not a mechira, so then the original owner has to pay the taxes in between the first man and the second man. But according to Rav Acha, the sale really took place before to join the zman of the first star. The second star is only saying that I'm taking away the shibud, not the mechira. So since the mechira took place from the first time, therefore the lakeach, the new buyer, he's the owner, and he has to pay the taxes on the property from the time of the first sale. Now the Gemara says, my heavy Allah diksuba. What comes back, what's the psak, the original shalom to start off today was, when do you collect the ksuba? When an isha gets a get, and she has the right to collect the ksuba, does she collect the ksuba from the mishabadim, from b'shas erisin, or do we go bus to b'shas nusuyin? That was the original shalom. So Toshima, the Yomer of Yudah Mashmuel, Mishum Reb Lozer Reb Shimin, Mone Mosayim in erisin. The ikar of the ksuba by Yibsula Mosayim by Amona to get 100 that she collects from Mishabodim from Mishas Erison. The property the husband had at the Erison. Vitoisefes, what she hit on to the 200, Minanasuyin. That she only has the right to collect from Mishabodim from the property that he sold after the Nasuyin. Both ksubis, even the Ikara ksub also, the Ikas man gviyah first starts from the Nesuyin. That's when the Mishabodim is chal. The Hilchasah, and that's the Maskoyna Tako, that Echot Zev, Yechot Zev, and Nesuyin. Halacha is that she first has the right to collect the ksuba. The Shibur is first chal from the time of Nesuyin, and not before. So that's the Maskoyna Sagomar. Mishnah says like this. Hagiyoyres, Shenis Gaira Bita Ima Yavi Giyuris, to means a Shiksa Goya, and she became a Ger, she became a Jew. Shenis Gaira Bita Ima. When she was Mizgayer, her daughter was also Mizgayer with her. So the kid said, this daughter was born, Bitaras a Goy. The mother was a Goy, the kid, the daughter's a Goy. And now they're both Mizgayer. Vizinsa, and now she has Nus. So Rashi learns means the Eris Sin Vinara. In the case that she's only 12 years old, and she got married now to a Jewish boy, so Lamaisa, she's called a real Arusa, and she has nus with another person. So Lacher is, usually she's a Baskila, a regular Bas Yisrael, a girl that was born a Jew, if she's a Nara, and she's an Arusa, Nara Amoreses, and she's Mazana, there's a Chiddush. Usually you only get Chenik. By a Nara Amoreses, there's a Chiddush in the cross, she gets Skila. What about here, a Baskieris? What about in a bas that she herself was Mizgayer? Vizinsa Rezu Bechenik. She only gets Chenik. She does not have the locha of Nara Marosa. Rashi says, Ve'afilu Mizgayra Pchusim Ibas Gimushonim. Even though she was Mizgayer less than 3 years old, and even though she's a Psula, Te Becheskas Psulahi, even though she's Mamas a Nara and a Psula, still, if she has Erisin, and she had V with another man, she's a Bar Chenik, not Skila. Why? The chiksiva skila v'nara hamarosa. That the Torah says the chiddush that a nara hamarosa gets skila if she lives with another man is the afka b'Yisrael ksiva. The chiksiva the pasuk says ki also saw nevola b'Yisrael. So only by Yisrael you have this chiddush and not by here this kiyeris. Anu adin ein lo loy pesach beis av v'loy meyasela. Then you know the moitzi shemra. And let's say when she gets married, and let's say. Or Rashi says, "Ain lo le Pesach beisav, ain tzarach le tziyah Pesach beisavia, lo meya sela, and nimsa bal shakrin v'yedu zayimim." The kula pasha b'Yisrael ksiva. The pasha of Meitzi Shem is also like this. When by nesuyin, when the husband lives with her, if the husband is Meitzi Shem on her, and the husband says, "I didn't find besulim," so if the husband is right, the pasuk says you have to take her out to Pesach beisavia. We take her out to her father's house, and we stone her there. So if she's a bas kiyuris, we don't have this halacha. And the same thing v'loy meyasela. In the case, let's say the husband was caught lying. It's not true what he said. Really, she did not have znus before. She didn't have znus before. So by regular bas kiyuris, the Torah says the husband has to pay her a kanas of meyasela. If she's a bas that was mizgayer, here there's no parsha of meitzi shemra. Like Rashi says, because the pasuk says Yisrael. Yisrael means she has to be born a Yisrael. Not here that she was born a Goy, and then she was Mizgayer. Even though she was Mizgayer less than 3 years old, that she's mamash a regular Jewish Besula, a regular Nara, but these Chedushim, the Torah says, by Yisrael, and not by Yabas, that was Mizgayer. What about Hoysa, Hoyrosa, Veledosa, Bikdusha? Let's say first her mother was Mizgayer. She became a Jew, and then she got married to a Jewish boy. And then she had a daughter. That's called Harosa. The Zerah was from a Jew when they're both Jewish already. For their daughter, she gave birth when they're both Jewish already. Then Harehi Kabas Yisrael L'chol Devrehem. Now this daughter was like a regular Jew. She is called the Bas Yisrael because the mother was Jewish already. So therefore, the daughter is called the Bas Yisrael. And all these halach applies. If she's a Nara Marosa, she gets Kila, Moshe Shemra, you have the Meyasela, you have the Beisav, you have the regular Lochis, she's called the Bas Yisrael. Yeshlav, let's say in a regular case, a regular Bas Yisrael, a regular Jewish daughter, that Yeshla, she has a father, but Vyemla Pesach Beisav, the father doesn't have a house, doesn't own a house, they don't have a Pesach Beisav. Or else Yeshla Pesach Beisav, they have a father's house, but Vyemlav, the father died already. And the children yash in the house, so we still have the father's house around. But the father himself died already. The locher is still arezu b'skila. Still she'll get skila. In the case of Moshe Shemra, still she'll get gila. That the Torah says we have to take her and stone her by the Pesach and the Beis Av to stone her the mitzvah. If she has a father and if they have a house, you're supposed to take her to the front of that house, like you show people these are the parents that are the mezgadol such a girl that went and had nus. But if she doesn't have a father, she doesn't have, they don't have a house, how about they still have mitzvah skilah even though they don't have a Pesach Beis Av? This Pesach Beis Av is only the mitzvah. Yeah. So these are the chedushim and the Mishnah about this pasha of Naira Marasa and the pasha of Maitzi Shemra. Now the Gemara says like this: Minohan Emili. How do we know this? Rashi says Shaharasa Shloi Bekdusha. In the case, the middle part of the Mishnah, Shaharasa Shloi Bekdusha, that we say where Harasa means she first became pregnant when she was still a goya, and then she was mizgaya for Leidasa Bekdusha. And she had Leida, she gave birth to Bekdusha when she was a year already. Halach Rez Beskila. Master, I think we skipped this part in the Mishnah. But that was the third line in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah said, Ha'echidish. Now even though the Mishnah started off again, that a Giyarish and his Gaira beat him, Vizinsa, since the Bita was born a Goya, even though she's a Mizgayer, she doesn't have the Chidushim of Skila. But next to the third line says, Ha'isa Ha'rosa Shla Bekdusha. Let's say the mother was a Goya, and she became pregnant, but then she was mizgayer. V'leidasa v'kedusha, and when the mother gave birth to the daughter, she was already a Jew. So this girl now was born b'taras a Jew. Is a reizu b'skila. He should know. Still, she'll get skila if she, when she grows up and she becomes a nara and she's maresa, she has erisin and she lives with another man. You have the pasha of skila. Or who din by moishi shemra? If the husband is moishi shemra, no, she would get skila, but this we don't have. But she, even if she has a father, you don't have to take her to the father's house to have the skilo, or else if the husband is Moitzi Shemra, the husband does not have to pay a kenas. There's only a chiddush by her rosa, the Shalei Bekdusha, that she's a baskilo. Then the Mishnah says, though, but Hoysa rosa v'leidasa Bekdusha, herei kabasi solachot of rea. But let's say first the mother was Mizgaya, she's a regular Jew, and then she comes pregnant, and then she gives birth, then the kid is called a regular Jew. But the middle part of the Mishnah said a big chiddush. It said a chiddush where the mother became pregnant when she was a goy, goya, and then she was mizgayer, and now she gave birth, so this kid is called the Yisrael Negeya Teskila, that when she grows up, this daughter, now she's a Jew, and she gets married, and she's a Nara still, and she's a Nara Moresis, so lochris, she would get skila. Not chenich, but she gets skila. This much she does have. But the other chedushim of the pasha of kenas, mechi shemra, and beis aviyah, that you don't have. So Mer says, how do you know this difference?